This is the Wall Street Update from World Business Report on Thursday the 6th of October. I'm Rob Young. Well, let's take a look at what's been gripping US financial markets now. I've been talking to Doug McIntyre at 24/7 Wall Street in New York, and he told me the price of gold has been falling, and that's an important signal of investors' attitude to global risk.
The price of gold has been collapsing, and even the World Gold Council is trying to get people to buy gold. You know, it's the flight to safety that was the gold run-up is gone now. Oil running up has hurt gold. The fact that the markets have not ever staggered, really, in any significant way in the last 6 months, it just isn't attractive anymore. Given how much of it is held by central banks and some businesses, it's actually a pretty big deal economically.
So investors then are less concerned about what's going on in the world. Do you think they are right to be less concerned?
No. I was reading today, this is the slowest recovery year since 2009, unless GDP picks up in the United States way more than is expected. So I think the fear that the economy has stalled is largely correct, but it hasn't kept the stock market from going up, which, you know, I suppose if you think the stock market is now decoupled from the economy, you should keep putting money into it.
The Wall Street Journal is saying that Snapchat, the social media website, may well be about to float on the stock market. Given the travails of Twitter, which we were talking about yesterday, do you think there is much appetite among investors for another social media website floating?
I think there are a lot of things to worry about right now, and if you're thinking about an IPO, one of the things you have to worry about is, does somebody buy Twitter who has a brain, which the people at Twitter don't appear to have, and has some money, which means that they can hopefully turn it into something that's a more viable business. So if I were looking at an IPO of another social media company that, you know, is a first cousin at least of Twitter, I'd be wary. Twitter is damaged, but it isn't dead.